but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
It was a very disappointing outcome for Oregon State's football team on Saturday. A lot of frustrated Beavers fans, disbelief in how the game kind of ended, as Oregon State at one point looked like they were in control of that game. Rob Akey, interim coach, Oregon State, joining us now. What did that feel like for you to have that thing on Saturday unfold the way it did?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, you sure know how to set the damn table. Holy cow.
That's right.
It was sick. I'm still sick to my stomach when I think about it. And that's what we got to do, is we got to get, we've got to move on, because we get the opportunity to play again and make ourselves feel good again and smile again this weekend. But that one wasn't cool. It was not acceptable. And our guys, the whole team, the whole nation took it hard. It was painful. And, you know, the thing that, after we got back together and we got the guys in and we looked at the tape and we talked them through it, and we had the same opportunity in that ball game that we had the week before playing against Washington State, when the team took care of the team. And it didn't matter what happened in the phases of the game, the team found ways within the phases to make plays and maintain the lead and win the ball game. And we had the opportunity on Saturday to have done the same thing. And we started out, and, you know, it started out just the way we wanted to. So we won the toss. We're going to take the ball. We're going to start fast and go make it happen. And that was great. We had a great fast start to it. And, both sides of the ball went about it that way. But the thing that you got to do, you want to start fast, but you need to maintain throughout so you have the opportunity to finish strong. And, somewhere in between the maintain and the opportunity that we had to finish strong, that was where we didn't make it happen. And so, you know, you go fast forward through everything that happened. The bottom line was what the scoreboard was reading. And we had a defense in a 4-minute situation. Got to have the ball back and got the ball back. And we got it back for our football team with about a minute and 5 seconds, something like that, and one timeout inside the 30-yard line to go win a game. And that's when our team now has to take care of our team. We took care of it to get the ball. Now we need to get it in the end zone and score. And so that was obviously the grave disappointment. And you'd love to have it been, you know, where it wouldn't take that to win the game. But whatever you have to do to win the game is what you need to do. And we obviously didn't get it done at that point. So that was hard. That was the locker room was brutal after the game. The guys were, it hurt. They take it harder than anybody. And, but we've got opportunity to make ourselves feel better and the people that are following them feel better by playing well this weekend and getting a win again, the opportunity to get to smile again. We've got, we talked about it a little bit last week, we got different demons to shake off. Well, we need to shake these demons off so that we can go about what we do and get back into the daily phase, and this is how you take care of it. And you've heard me say that, so I won't go into all that, but that's where we're at. But it was brutal. If the outside world thinks it was hard, you know, seeing how the players that did it and those on the inside of that locker room felt, it was hard.
Sometimes coaches will say you feel better after watching the film. Sometimes you feel worse. How did you feel after you guys saw the film?
Well, I feel sick because you see all the opportunity and what could have been done better. So that doesn't make me ever feel better. I don't think, to be real honest with you. You know, the game that you win 99-0, that one you can feel good about after you watch the game. You felt good about it after it was done. if you're a defensive coordinator and you get done watching the film that you won 2-0, that would make you feel real good after you finish watching the film. But when you see the opportunities, you know, it's mixed. I shouldn't say that because it makes you sick because you see where it's at, but it also is your ability to be able to show the guys where the growth can be and where things can be fixed and have them understand, hey, it's not that hard if we get it just accomplished. So it's a mixed blend, but that's what we do, and we do it on a daily basis.
Rob Akey with us, Oregon State interim coach. Kicking game, special teams, you know, the breakdowns were there again. I mean, you probably know it all too well after seeing it on film, but what is it with, you know, blocking guys on kicks in particular? I mean, you've got five kicks with the, where they get a hand on the ball and two other punts. What's happening there?
Well, it was no different than a play if we're, whether we're blocking for the quarterback or blocking for the running back, we're blocking for the punter, and that block did not get executed, and it was really technique. And it just happens that that one is more visible, and it's more visible to everybody because of the scenario and the situation that it's in, and then obviously the end result of that play. But that's no different than if a guy doesn't execute his technique the right way, and old boy comes through and knocks the dog out of the running back and the quarterback, and they get a scoop and score a touchdown. It's just the same. So it's not like, hey, is the special team that whacked up? Well, we've got to execute that one better. We had the opportunity to make the tackle clear down the field. I'm looking at the field right now, down there at the 22-yard line. We didn't make the tackle. Nobody goes out there and tries to don't make tackles, and we needed to fit a couple lanes better. The thing that probably irritates me the most about that was the fact that we had them pinned down there, and actually they were backed up because they got caught with a block in the back. We had to put the defense on the field inside the 15 or the 10-yard line, but we had to head offsetting penalties because we were offside. So if we, you know, make your timing be the right way, so here's well-intended trying to haul tail down the field. Coach, tell me I got to get down the field fast. Well, you got to get down the field at the right time. So it's a matter of cleaning those things up, and they, you know, things stand out different. You know, we have to talk about these things all the time in all phases of the game. You know, we get, if there's a, you know, there's a big throw or a big run, there's a big throw that gets caught. Well, everybody says, oh, that DB is, he blew the coverage, or he got smoked, or whatever the deal was. They don't see if the defensive line maybe didn't have, or the pass rush didn't have anything on the quarterback. Or they see a big run. Well, the guys in the A gaps and the B gaps weren't where they need to be, but nobody sees that. They're more hidden. It's when it's those plays that stand out there, and your quarterbacks end up in the same situation, you know, the further your line away from the ball, there's more of that to be seen, if that makes sense. That's, yeah. And it is what it is. I'm not making, hey, we all want to do this, so that's the way it's going to be. You want that attention, so make something positive happen with it. We've got, those things got cleaned up. You got to get cleaned up, and there's a lot of intent being put on that.
What's this team playing for right now? Where are these guys, what's their motivation rooted in?
Well, they're, hopefully, I really hope they're doing it because they love this game. Because if you don't love this game, I don't know why you play college football. There's too much demand and too much goes into it to be able to do this on a daily basis. So there's a love of the game that means a hell of a lot. And I think these guys have got we've got a lot of strength in each other as a team. I think what they've got tied into each other and the amount of time and the work and the effort and the blood and the sweat that they've put into it over, you know, the season isn't just the 12 opportunities that are out there on the field. It's everything that goes into building it up to be able to even get to that point. So I think there's a lot that carries over right there. You know, there's a bunch of guys that they do love college football. They want to play college football. Well, all they know right now is they don't know where it's going to happen because they don't know who's going to be the coach here. So am I going to be invited to stay? If I'm saying, hey, I got to get out of here, am I going to be invited someplace else to go? Well, I'd be pretty damn motivated to put out the best tape that I can so I can say, hey, listen, you guys should keep me here, or hey, you guys should bring me to your place. So I think that's an awful lot of motivation. And I would cap that off even more by just saying, you know, if nothing else, the name on the back of my shirt, so I'd be the best me that I can be and represent this team the best way that I can. I think there's a lot in that fashion. And then also you get with these two opportunities, one of them gives you opportunity to be you know, you going out of here to be the conference champion. I don't give it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks and how everything was. You got yourself a chance. You won the championship. You took care of a team. You played a team twice and beat them twice. That's something. That's a lot to still be able to play for. And bottom line is, you've worked your ass off to be able to get to this point. Why would you not?
Rob Akey, Oregon State's interim coach, with us. You're going to Tulsa. The people in Tulsa don't like me. Don't mention my name there because you know, I wrote one time that, you know, Tulsa was tumbleweed and boarded up laundromats, and it's a tough place to psychologically get up for a game. And the people of Tulsa found out about that, and man, they let me have it, Coach. But it is a psychologically tough place. You're going in, you get to the airport. There's not a lot of scenery from the airport to the hotel or the stadium, and you know, I think it's going to be a challenge for you guys. Are you up to the challenge on Saturday?
We will be up to the challenge. I'll guarantee you that. Why would they get mad at you? Because you just came to see their place. You knew what it looked like.
I guess like I made fun of it. And these are people that chose to live there, and they think it's the best place ever. But I was like, why? Why would you stop here? Just keep going west. That would be the best thing to do. Like, whose idea was this? But you know, but look, it is. It's like, you know, you're gonna get the hurricane warning sirens, and you're gonna get, you know, that stadium's not a fully enclosed stadium, and so I think there's a little bit of a psychological challenge. But you know, if you guys can jump on them early, they haven't had a great year.
No, they've been struggling, and you know, and when you get on somebody, if they're in a situation like that, you have a chance to make it feel that way for them, obviously. And we need to go feel good again, excuse me. So I think that means an awful lot. And starting fast gives you a great opportunity to be able to make those things happen. Preaching to these guys, our team has got to take care of our team, because the perfect football game has been yet to be played, I think. So being able to overcome whatever the situation is, hey, if something happened to this phase of the game, the other two are saying, hey, we're going to back you up on that, or, you know, whatever. Or if we got something great happening, then, hey, the other two phases of the game saying we can build off of that, pour gasoline on that fire, we can get ourselves rolling. And I think that that's a big thing. And, you know, the fact that you're going into somebody else's place and it's not comfortable and things like that, well, then I would like to think I'll have them a little bit cranky and irritated about that, and maybe you take a little aggression out in the way that you play that way also.
Love that. All right, look, health-wise, Tulsa's not listening, but how healthy are you guys coming into this game?
Well, nobody in the country, I don't think, is very healthy at this point in time of the year. We've got a number of guys that have been fighting their tails off to, you know, make it to game day or stay in game day. We've had some guys that you know, gotten knocked out and back in. Some guys that haven't been able to finish, but you know, like Jabari a week ago was, you know, wasn't able to finish the game, was but then was able to get healthy and come back. We've got a number of guys you're seeing playing in our offensive line that you know, we even have to manage them in the, we got to be smart about how we work our, you know, the physicality of what we do during the course of a week, and we've got to manage them throughout the course of the week. And you know, we've got guys at linebacker that, but it's just the nature of college football and where you're at this point in time in the season. So there's quite a few guys that are banged up, but I think we've got the expectation to have most all of them still available to us. I think all of them still available to us. And then, you know, some of those other guys that hadn't been able to play just yet, I don't know that we're going to get a new face back.
Rob Akey, keep it going. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, we're gonna get them bounced back. We're gonna smile, and I'm gonna have you have a little more enthusiasm and smile in you when we talk next Wednesday.
It's
all
the
right,
bald. Hey, it's the bald faced truth. You know, like you're not gonna go into that locker room and be like, "Hey, that was swell, guys." You know, good job.
You know, say it's raining. You're right.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you.
You got it. Go be.
All right. There he goes. Rob Akey, Oregon State coach. He wants more enthusiasm from me. All right. I want a better performance from you guys. How about that? I'll get excited when you guys go beat Tulsa. We'll bring them on next week. Love it. Leave it here. Our big splash coming up. I'll take your phone calls as well at 503-417-7575.